Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 7. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." How do you find affirmation? You might find it in the number of clicks or likes on a social media post. Or perhaps you live for compliments and commendations. Maybe it's in the stockpiling of material possessions or the power you wield. It could be as simple as comparing yourself to others. But seeking affirmation through those things will always let you down. Someone else will always have more social media likes, more stuff, and more power. If you live for compliments, you live under the burden of constantly trying to outdo yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy because you can always find someone who looks like they have everything you want. So, where do you find true affirmation? When Jesus stood atop the Mount of Transfiguration, the voice of God the Father came from the cloud, affirming Jesus as the beloved Son of God. God affirmed his relationship with Jesus and his identity. Through baptism, Christians are connected to Jesus. This connection doesn't come by works or achievements, but through the grace and love of God. It's a connection that means Christians are also in a loving relationship with God. They have an identity as God's chosen people. They are God's beloved children. Christians are also affirmed in their purpose. God says to listen to Jesus. Tune out all the other distractions and find true purpose, mission, and worth in listening to the words of the Savior. Listening to Jesus is not merely hearing with ears, but heeding with hearts. In a world clamoring for attention, Jesus beckons you to prioritize his voice above all, allowing his words to be the guiding force in your life. Hear the words of God as his divine declaration of grace. God affirms you, not because of your perfection, but because of his boundless love and grace. It is a reminder that in Christ, you are loved and accepted. Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing me to be part of your family. Help me find purpose in listening to Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.